visualization style. I noticed that certain forms of visualization and meditation sessions, whatever you want to call them, work really well. It's interesting how many people around the world do something like meditation every day. They might not call it that, or they might. It doesn't matter. What matters is giving yourself some time for quiet. That often leads to inspiration. I often talk about the metaphor from Lao Tzu that we can clarify troubled waters by slowly quietening them. You'll hear me talk about that quite a bit. Apply this now to your mind. Are you somebody who has too much information coming in? Is your brain a muddy river? Increasingly, authors and powerful thinkers in this day and age suggest that these days we want to think about reducing the quantity of information coming in and focusing on the quality of information coming in. How can your brain come up with inspiration, feel inspired, when it's swamped by the humdrum of modern information overload? It's funny because as I was putting together this part of the book, I went onto Facebook for an example to give you of that supreme unimportance of some of the information that's coming in. I fully expected to relate to you something fairly trivial, how, for instance, I'd found out that one of my friends had just cooked pasta for dinner or something. But I actually got an even more potent example of how information overload can sap our productivity. I discovered